Ace Podcast.
You are listening to the Crazy Town Podcast, Season 1, Episode 17, with special guest host
TNTDINOMIGHT.
Today on the show, we'll be discussing how one woman pretending to be a man got discovered,
the world's most honest used car salesman,
and why you should never fuck with the police. All that and more today on the Crazy Town Podcast. Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. I am your host, Jonas, and once again with me is TNT Dynamite. Say hello to everyone, sir.
What's up, everybody? It's TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. TNTDINOMIGHT. Thanks for having me, Jonas.
You're very welcome. That's getting just like natural as hell for you.
It's becoming
what you are. So why don't you tell everybody where you can find your stuff on the internets?
Well, I'm on YouTube, TNT YouTube /TNT Dynamite, all one word. I'm on the Twitter as well. So, like, I'm basically the president of the United States.
Yeah, you guys are just about the same person.
Yeah, just about.
Yeah.
Totally different views, though, maybe. I don't know.
Same person, different views. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, we have a great show planned for you today. Before I do get started, I do want to say what up to the Ace Podcast Network, the network that this show is part of. If you want a great podcast network with a lot of bullshit and just cool people helping each other out, acepodcast.com. If you aren't following us on Twitter, it's The Crazy Town Pod. Our website, thecrazytown.com. And it has all the ways to follow and listen to the show. One last thing. We do have an affiliate with Audible. So if you want to help us out, make some money, please go to www.audibletrial.com/crazytownpodcast. Sign up for a free 30-day trial. Help get us some money to support the show so we can keep this stuff going. But we will be right back and get into stories today on the Crazy Town Podcast.
Hey, this is Jeff.
And Cade.
And we are from the Super Peepee Time Podcast, and you are listening to the Crazy Town Podcast.
All right, we are back on the Crazy Town Podcast. Jonas here with TNT Dynamite.
Hi.
Hey. Dynamite, have you ever pretended to be something that you're not?
I mean, not like illegally. I'm not going to pretend I'm a police officer, but I pretend on a daily basis to be smarter than I actually am.
That's fair, I guess. So, I have an interesting story. There was a woman. Her name was Peely Hussein. She lived in Tanzania.
Uh-huh.
So, she said that her dad, when she was growing up, had 6 wives, and she was one of 38 children.
Ugh, jeez.
I mean, like, look at that guy, though. He's got, like, almost a different wife for every day of the week.
Poor guy.
Right?
I wonder if it was by choice.
Everybody thinks that's like a fucking luxury, and then he's like really just ready to kill himself every fucking moment.
Right.
Sunday's the only day he doesn't have to see any of his wives, and he just lays on the couch all day. So, Peely says that she was always treated like a boy by her father. She was even given her own livestock to take care of. So I guess in Tanzania, like, little boys and girls take care of livestock? I don't know. Do you know much about Tanzania?
I don't even know where it is. I couldn't point to it on a map.
I don't want to sound ignorant and say it somewhere it's not. So I'm just going to say I don't know. That's probably the best way to go.
I don't agree with the sexism that girls can't take care of livestock.
Oh, I think they can, man. If you want to see a woman take care of a bull, you can look that up on the internet.
Wait a minute. Don't look that up.
That's probably not the way you're thinking about taking care of them.
Oh, look that up.
So anyways, she got married later in life, and she had an abusive husband. So at age 31, she ran away from him. She decided she was going to flee from her 37 brothers and sisters, her six stepmoms, and her dad, and her abusive husband. And she ended up in a town called Merani, M-E-R-E-A-N-I. It was at the foothills of Mount Kilimanjaro.
Sounds like a nice place.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds pretty fucking awesome for being probably a third world country, I would imagine.
At the foot of an active volcano.
Right.
Oh, wait, no, that's a mountain.
I don't know. Yeah, well, I would say it's a volcano. Volcano of okay. Kilimanjaro.
Thanks, Jonas.
Yeah, right? Got it. So, I always try to make you look good, Dynamite. It's the only place in the world where you can mine a rare violet-blue gemstone called tanzanite.
Oh, I've heard of that stuff.
Yes. The problem that Miss Peely Hussein had was that they do not let women in the mining area.
Obviously, they'll get their estrogen all over everything.
How does that even work? I didn't know they secrete it like sweat.
Yeah, you can milk it from their glands.
It's like, they have a fucking estrogen gland like on their fucking back.
Yeah. You stroke it gently and it collected buckets.
Oh, it's so gross. That's like when we were talking about the cows having titty nipples. Or dick nipples.
Dick nipples. Yeah. Fucking don't titty, drink cow.
Titty
pill.
Dicks, I think, is what you refer to them as.
Titty dicks. Sounds like something I would say.
It does, absolutely. Like any normal woman, she just pretended to be a man and went mining.
Okay, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, if you look, I'll post the article up on the blog at thecrazytown.com. If you go look at this bitch, she can go for a man. Absolutely, 100%. She kind of looks like a dude.
I don't know what Tanzanian people really look like, to be honest with you.
I think it's in Africa, I think.
Is it?
Like, it's okay. I don't know. But this bitch looks like a man, for sure. So, like, I have no qualm that she passed as a man.
So she just put on a ball cap and put a pickle in her pocket and...
She went and got a Hillshire Farm sausage and just put it in the front of her overalls and just went to town. It's like that movie we talked about before, Just One of the Guys from the 80s, where that girl pretended to be and she put the sausage in her pants.
I do remember that movie. Yeah,
that movie was great. Okay, so what this woman said was, I entered, and I quote, I entered like a man, like a strong person. You take big trousers and you cut them into shorts and you appear like a man. I mean, I guess that makes sense, right?
Yeah. Thanks for the tip.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, anytime I want to feel manly, I just go get a pair of fucking Levi's and I cut them into shorts. And everybody's like, look how manly that guy is.
I've just been flashing my dick to everybody. And all I had to do is just make some cutoff shorts this time.
All you have to do is find a Tanzanian woman. She'll tell you all the tips on how to be a man. She looked so much like a man. Even all the workers started calling her Uncle Hussein.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine being a woman and everyone's calling you Uncle Hussein? Not only for the fact that it's Hussein, like Saddam Hussein, but they're calling you Uncle.
Or like Barack Hussein. No, right.
That reminds me. Like, I imagine just everyone, like, in Iraq in, like, 02 was just calling Saddam Hussein, like, Uncle Hussein. Like, hey, Uncle Hussein, how you doing, buddy? Like, because he would kill you if, like, you did bad things. You know what I mean? Like, so everybody wanted to be his friend?
I guess so. I'm sure he comes from a long line of Husseins.
Yeah, probably. I'm sure there was an Uncle Hussein.
Yeah, the little Husseins. Papa Hussein, Granddaddy Hussein.
Yes.
I don't know. Wouldn't that do something to a woman's, self-esteem if... You know, you can pass for a man that well. Deep down inside, I'm sure she wanted to be, like...
She worked hard on growing her clit dick every day.
Oh! We're getting into clit dicks already, huh?
All right, anyways. So, back to the story. So, she said that she would work 10 to 12 hours a day, and she would go 600 meters under in the mine, braver than many other men. So, like, all these dudes are too afraid to go that deep, and she's going balls deep in the mine.
Well, good for her, man. What's so dangerous about going balls deep in the mine, though?
Oh, I don't know. I imagine there's a lot of like estrogen leakage or whatever you were talking about earlier.
Slip and fall on that shit. You know.
Right. She goes down there. There's a bunch of like coal fibers and all that sort of shit. I don't know. It didn't say what was dangerous about it, but I guess if all the dudes weren't doing it. She said that she was so strong that no one suspected she was a woman. She said, and I quote, she acted like a gorilla. She could fight. Language was bad and could carry a big knife like a man.
How does she get away with the voice?
She probably had a deep-ass voice.
All right.
So according to this woman, right, acting like a gorilla entails fighting, having bad language, and carrying a big knife.
Yeah, last time I went to the zoo, all the primates.
Right. The gorillas were out there having fucking knife fights, yeah, swearing at each other, calling each other fuckers. They're having fucking boxing matches with fucking, they're dipping their hands in glue, then glass, then screws, and holding knives in each hand.
And then they'd go and eat some bananas and
just fucking lay around and eat their own shit. After all of this, after a year, she struck it rich and she found two massive clusters of tanzanite. All of this paid off for her. She actually got rich. It says that she bought her mom a house and her twin sister. And oh, father, wow. I don't know what happened to the other 36 brothers and sisters. She said, fuck them, just the one. She bought a house.
Yeah, no, that's a lot, actually.
Right. It says that she bought herself more tools. She started employing miners to help her. So she had, like, her own company. So here's where the story gets weird, as if it wasn't already weird enough.
I was gonna say, too.
See, all these stories, man, I like it because you think they're weird enough, and then they always have, like, a fucking divot. You know what I mean? You're like, oh. So she was so convincing as a man,
uh-huh,
that it took some crazy shit for her to have to end up blowing her cover. Can you guess? Mind you, TNT knows nothing about these stories. Can you guess what happened that she would have had to blow her cover?
I'd imagine that a woman tried to flirt with her.
Kinda. It's like along those lines, but a lot worse. A local woman accused some of the miners of rape, and they accused Uncle Hussein as one of the rapers.
Oh, wow.
So they took her to the police station, she whipped out that pussy, and proved them wrong.
Wow.
And the curious case of Uncle Hussein and her clit dick came to fruition.
Wow.
Yep. So as a little side note for that, it said at the end of the story, she now has her very own mining company with 70 employees, and she is rich as fuck.
That's great, man. I didn't know Tanzanite went for that much. Is I it know, really dude. That?
Me and you should move to fucking Mount Kilimanjaro and fucking go mine, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass, because, you know, I like McDonald's.
Oh, you know, the reason you won't go to fucking Africa is because you like fucking McDonald's?
I mean, yeah, I'm just saying, you know, there's other things. It's just...
But the first thing you think of is a fucking Big Mac? Like, holy shit, bro.
Well, I like the other commodities that come,
clean,
amenities.
Shaven pits and fresh pussy. That's probably one thing they don't have in Tanzania.
I imagine they have pussy there
Not fresh. I'm sure. I mean, imagine what...
Who's
okay,
checking the date okay on the back of the package?
Wait
of
a
the
second.
Pussy?
Okay, you're trying to tell me you watch one of them National Geographic films about, like, the fucking, like, Ethiopia. You trying to say any of them bitches got a nice vagina?
I don't know. I've never seen their vaginas, honestly.
If their kids have flies flying around their head, what do you think their vagina looks like?
We do not know how civilized or uncivilized Tanzania is.
It looks like they got Don King and a headlock between their legs.
So you don't like hairy vagina? Is that what you're trying to say?
Not when it has flies on it.
I mean, look. You just knock them out of the way. And you get down there, hose it off a little bit.
Hose it off on what? You're in a bedroom. You ain't got a garden hose.
I figured if we were to move to Tanzania, even with like a couple $1,000s, we could probably live like kings.
Yes, and then we could hire people to mine for us and become rich, because we'd have a ton of Tanzanite.
Well, see, you're all about this, and what kind of fresh pussy are you going to get down there?
I will go abstinent for the time I'm in Tanzania.
You wouldn't make it a month.
Because then I figure, like he says in Office Space, if I get some Tanzanite and I have $1 million, I can probably pull off two chicks at the same time. Because they ask that guy what he would do with $1 million, and he says, I don't know, man. Probably two chicks at the same time.
A lot of hookers and coke.
He goes, with $1 million, I figure I could pull that off. So, yeah, probably. You know? Anyways, I digress. Uncle Hussein, the woman with the rape conviction, or lack thereof, now rich. And she, even though she looks like a dude, and I think they said she was remarried, you guys have to go and check out the crazytown.com episode summary of episode 17 and check this bitch out. She looks like a dog-faced gremlin.
I'm looking her up right now, as a matter of
fact. Are you? Look up Pili Hussein, PiliHussein. So, on that note, I'll let TNT go ahead and look this shit up, and we will be right back on the Crazy Town Podcast.
Hey, I'm Jess.
And I'm Sid.
We're the Beardy 5 Podcast.
And you're gearing up to listen to the Crazy Town Podcast on the Ace Podcast Network.
Vroom, vroom.
We have returned on the Crazy Town Podcast, your host Jonas and TNT Dynamite.
Hi.
Hi again. Dynamite, have you ever tried to buy a used car?
I own a used car. It's awesome. Pretty common.
Yeah.
How are you gonna fuck this up?
Would you say that used car salesmen can be dishonest?
Oh my god, fuck them all.
They are pretty fucking shady. You want to hear a good story? It's not really a good story. But I went to buy a car not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
And we went to the dealership and we saw a car online that they had used, and we went there and we wanted to look at a specific car. So we went there and we sit down, and they like to fucking bullshit with you and go, oh, hey, what are you looking for your payment? And blah, 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 blah. You know, all that bullshit. So they can like rape you. So we told them what we wanted as a payment. You know, which wasn't a high amount, because we're not going to tell them we want a $500 a month car payment. Fucking that's where they start. You know what I mean? They're fucking sharks. I know how it works.
They always highball you anyway.
Right, right. So we told them, I think it was like $300 or something. You know what I mean? Just something like kind of like whatever. So
that's pretty good.
Yeah. So the guy goes, okay. And we even went, hey, we saw this car, this specific car we saw online. We want to look at this car. That's why we came. So the guy goes, okay, let me go get that car for you. So we sit there and wait for him to like go find the car and bring it up. He rolls up in the most basic bottom line car they have.
Oh.
No options. No power windows, no power locks, no fucking anything.
Oh.
And what he says to us, no fucking joke, I told my boss what your payment you were looking for, and this is what he told me to bring out to show you first.
Shut up! What?
We fucking looked at him, and we were like, fuck you. We were going to come and buy a fucking car from you. We can afford way more than what we fucking told you.
Yeah.
So tell your fucking boss he's a prick, because we told you we want to see this specific fucking car.
Yeah.
And you basically came down here and slapped us in the face and told us this is all we could do.
Did you walk out?
We did. Oh, absolutely. We went to a different dealership.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we were like, what the fuck? Like, for real? Like, we told you we want to see this car, and you brought us like...
Wow.
Yeah, dude, it was fucked up. Anyways, totally off tangent. There was an ad, it went viral, so I don't know, you follow a lot of stuff online, and you may have seen this. It's one of the most honest car ads that you will ever see, ever. It was for an Oldsmobile. Did you hear about this? This, like, most honest
car? No.
Let me read this ad to everybody. You know, normally they're dishonest. This is the most honest fucking things I've ever heard. Let me get through this whole... It's kind of long, so let me get through this. It's at Journey Autos. Journee. So you know it's a legit car dealership.
Yeah, they spelled it with two E's.
Yeah. So it says, please, with six E's, read... in all capitals. This is all in capitals. Please... read carefully so there's no misunderstanding.
All right.
2002 Oldsmobile Alero located at Journey Autos. And here's where the ad starts. Nothing special or pretty about this car.
Okay.
200K miles.
Ooh.
And here's where it gets good. Rust on the side. I even zoomed in on the rust so you can see it. This car runs and drives. The air blows cold and it has a CD player. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less.
It runs and drives.
Then it goes on to say, don't bring your ass down here and say it looks different in the pics because you didn't know it had that much rust. I'm telling you right now, this bitch is rusty. It continues, this shit is $900. You're getting $900 worth of car. Don't ask me about the check engine light or this light or that light. It's $900. He continues, it's gonna be some lights on this motherfucker. As is. Don't bring this shit back for nothing. It has 200K plus miles. You damn right you gonna find something wrong with it, but as for now, it cranks. It goes on to say, steers and drives, blows cold ass air, and won't leave your pockets bare. This will get you from A to B, just don't try to make it to C. This car will last you at least all spring 2017.
Wow.
I would go buy that car.
You know, as bad as that, I have heard the story before. I have. As soon as you got into the meat and potatoes there, I was like, yes, I recognize this.
I've never seen a car ad like this, but you know what? I wish all car ads were like this.
Yeah, be honest. The lies are good.
And talk like a normal person. Don't talk like a fucking car salesman. Be like, this motherfucker's gonna break down. Don't try to go to sea. Shit.
Yeah, right.
I thought that was pretty good. Have you ever had any good car dealership stories?
Not really. I did go to... I've only bought one car in my entire life.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, man. It's the one I drive currently. And, nice. Yeah, I don't know. The first dealership I went to, they tried to fuck me, but... I've never had anybody quite as real as whoever was trying to sell that car that you just mentioned. I hope he has a real job in the industry.
I have a feeling this guy goes by some street name. Like, he goes by, like, Snake Eyes or something like that.
Or Little Trail.
Yeah. Come on down to Journey Motors. See Little Trail.
He needs his own lot, damn it.
Yeah, he's like, fucking, have you ever seen Eastbound and Down? You ever seen that show?
No, not familiar.
Dude, Will Ferrell's in that show. He plays a car dealer owner, and he's like this just like pompous, arrogant, like white-haired fucking guy. There's a guy here who he's a legit car dealer here, and he reminds me of this guy. He has a fucking slogan here. This guy, there's fucking shows on TV. He goes, shot me first, shot me last. Either way, come see Clay. That's what his fucking slogan is.
Whoa. That is so Texan.
And he has like a fucking perm and shit, dude. Like, I imagine he drives a fucking giant fucking car with a longhorn on the front of it, like Boss Hog.
Probably, man. That was the most Texan commercial I could possibly ever think of.
Oh, dude, it's fucking great. Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Guns in it, Texas ass name.
Yes, he has machine guns built into the front. He just hits a button and they pop out, and he's fucking just mowing down steer in the fucking fields. That's really it about that. But I do have an interesting question for you.
We have something else.
Oh yeah, you know we do these from time to time. These like what if fucking scenarios, and we just fucking go along with our fucking business like it's nothing.
All right, I'm game.
I have a pretty fucking interesting one for you today.
Yeah.
All right, Dynamite. If you could breed two animals with logistics not being an issue, so size, any sort, like, no matter what, they would breed and have a baby.
Okay.
What two animals would you breed, and why would you breed them together?
Oh. Wow, any two animals, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to lie, my first instinct is can they be a fictional animal?
Like a unicorn and a fucking bear?
Well, see, I kind of want like a dragon from the Neverending Story, like the dog dragon.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yes, but let's go with that first. I want to see where this goes.
No, but then again, I'm thinking like I want like a real dragon, so like a lizard. With like an albatross maybe, so I could be like fucking Khaleesi, the Mother of Dragons. That's a Game of Thrones reference.
Ah, speaking of Game of Thrones references, I fucking saw, did you see that chick with the long white hair? Have you seen her, like, out of, like, character?
Are we talking about Khaleesi?
I don't know. I don't really watch the show. But, like, that, it's the hot, Daenerys. Yeah. Is there a chick named Daenerys?
Yeah, that's her,
The hot chick with, like, it's always naked and she has long hair.
Yeah, that's okay. The Khaleesi.
I saw a fucking clip of her on Conan or Jimmy Kimmel or something. That bitch looks totally different. She has, like, shoulder-length brown hair in real life.
Really?
And, like, she looks nothing like she does on the show. Like, she's not all pale and shit. Like, she was telling a story about, I think I saw it on Reddit, and she said that she was out with one of the other cast members, and someone came up and was like, oh my god, it's so-and-so from the show. They asked her to fucking hold the camera and take photos, didn't even know it was her. Like, they're like, hey, can you take our picture? And, like, she's taking the pictures, and, like, they didn't even know it was fucking Daenerys or whatever. I have no, and then I had to look through the comments on Reddit, and they were like, oh my god, until they started talking about dragons, I had no idea who that bitch was.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. Look, like, when you get a chance, look her up. She looks nothing. Like, anyways. So you want to take the dog from fucking A Fantastic Voyage, Coolio, music video.
The dog from The Fantastic Voyage. Never ending story. But no, I want like a lizard, like maybe like a Gila monster.
Oh, wow.
And maybe like a large bird of prey.
Well, I mean, there's already a dragon. I mean, so, like, you want to make a real dragon?
Oh, so I could just pick a dragon?
Yeah, yes. You could mix, like, a dragon and, like, a fucking giraffe. You get, like, a dragon with a long neck.
No, dude. Then I want, like, a dragon with a whale. Then, so it's bigger.
Bigger dragon.
I didn't have time to think this through.
All right, you think of another one. I'm going to tell you what my first thought is. I want to mix a fucking horse and a cheetah just to see what the fuck that'd be like.
Well, I think that'd be dangerous.
Like an animal that's like as fast as a cheetah, but you can ride it. Could you imagine like cheetah horse races?
Yeah, I'm imagining that you're thinking that this animal is going to be tame. As well.
Dude, it's a fantasy world. I can do whatever the fuck I want with my horse cheetah. Right. I'm going to have one in my fucking house, dude.
That would be great, though. I mean,
I'd fucking saddle it up. I'd get a fucking stirrup. I'd fucking get on it. I'd fucking ride it to town and shit.
I get visions of He-Man riding on his giant lion thing, honestly.
What was that cheetah thing? That
I don't know.
That was a weird thing. That was a tiger? Too. It was like a liger.
Yeah. But he had like armor for it and shit.
I used to have that toy, dude. It was like Prince Adam with like the velvet top. And he would like prance around with his dildo and fucking do whatever. And fucking then he'd ride his fucking magical unicorn horse to the fucking market for fucking tampons. Isn't that how He-Man went?
Pretty sure there were no tampons in He-Man, but I might be wrong. I haven't seen the show in quite some time.
Dude, Castle Grayskull was the shit. When you had like the microphone, you could be like, whoa, ho, 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 and it would like echo and be all reverbed. Do you remember that? Do you ever have that?
How do you remember this stuff?
Dude, I remember everything. And it had like a little trap door and you could fall into the net and I used to play like G.I. Joe Men on Castle Grayskull and shit.
Okay, I do remember the trap door.
Yeah, so, okay, alright. Well, let's go take two. First one, you wanted the dog from the Fantastic Voyage video, mix him with a dragon, and then
The goddamn dog dragon from A Never Ending Story.
Is Peter Griffin riding him?
Peter Griffin!
You ever see that episode of Family Guy where he's like, yeah! And he's like riding the fucking dog from the...
What was this? I don't remember the dog's name from Never End Story. Okay,
I've never seen it. Anyways, what else would you mix and why?
Dude, this is hard.
How is this hard?
I don't know, man.
You know what else I want to mix? You know what
Phoenix
else I want to mix?
Phoenix and a dragon. God damn it.
Can you pick two real animals? You're going fucking everything mythological.
Well, you didn't make it. You didn't like my lizard bird.
You created
combo.
A fake animal that's a mythical animal with your fucking selection. I made a fucking cheetah horse, man.
That's Because I'm a nerd. I just want a dragon. Can I just have a fucking dragon?
All right, you know what? I'll go again. You think. You know what else I'd to see? I want to see.
What else?
I want to see an elephant breed with a chihuahua.
That seems counterproductive.
Like, I want.
I want to see a midget and a giant.
This one isn't for practicality. Like, the cheetah horse had a purpose. Like, it would be like a really fast animal with a lot of endurance, and it would be strong. It would be like cars would start being measured by cheetah horsepower instead of horsepower. That's what I was going for. We could call them chorses or heatas. I think
horses.
I like chorses myself.
I'm a Hita guy, but both of them are pretty good.
Either one. So it would be like a Ella Hawawa would be the other one.
Chihuahua.
No, I want a fucking elephant body with a chihuahua head.
Oh, see, well, now we're taking bits and parts and pieces here. I'm thinking of like the amalgamation of the two animals
like the fucking, like when you take like two celebrities and put them together in one of them beans.
Yeah,
generators.
What's that gonna look like?
You know what I saw the other day? I don't know what the fuck I was looking at. It was I know it wasn't like a fucking tabloid magazine because I don't look at those. It was something. Maybe it was like, it had to be on Reddit because that's where I fucking spend a lot of bullshit time. It was a story that George Clooney and whoever his fucking woman is, they had babies, right? So like they had just had the babies.
Yeah, like, typical of male and females of the species.
Right. So they had just had the babies, right? And I had a picture of those two hanging out together. I don't know what they were doing. Then like in the little corner, it said it had two pictures of like these two kids. Oh, they had twins, but they were like a boy and a girl. I don't know what kind. Is that fraternal? Fraternal
yeah.
kids.
Yeah,
it was a boy and a girl. These kids are literally like 4 days old, right? Mm-hmm. There's a little picture at the bottom. It's like these two like toddlers, like from like the chest up. And they're like, it's like a boy and a girl toddler. And I'm like, who the fuck is that? Underneath the picture, it said artist conception of what kids will look like at age four.
What the fuck?
Right. Like, why are you trying to predict what George Clooney's kid looks like at age four
when they're 4 days old?
Fucking somebody crazy. People who have way too much time on their hands.
Now I'm kind of wondering, like, how close is he to the actual idea of what they're going to look like now? You know?
I want to get George Clooney on the podcast and see what two animals he would mix together.
Dude, if we could get George Clooney on here, that would be fucking amazing.
Well, yeah, for sure. You know what I think we should start doing? We should asking every person we have on the podcast what two animals they'd mix together and just see what the fuck they say, because that's a weird-ass question.
I agree, but it's a tough one, man. Like, I think my dragon idea was pretty good.
It was. I mean, if you would make a real dragon, I mean, I'm talking like, okay, number two, what you got? Throw two animals out there.
All right. I was thinking of this one. I would like to take over the world with a bunch of butterfly gorillas, okay? Now, listen.
Oh, my God. Would they cocoon and, like, become, like, a... Would they start out as something and then cocoon into like, something else?
They'd be, like, gorillas with, like, monarch butterfly wings, antenna, and, like, long proboscis that they could use to, like, suck the brains of my nemesis.
So, like, okay, let me ask you this. Would they start out as, like, a gorilla caterpillar? And then they would, like... Have to, like,
no, they start out like a chimpanzee, like a tamarin caterpillar, like a smaller monkey.
Like a baboon and a caterpillar mixed together, and then they like...
Oh my god, that's, like, pretty fucking crazy right there, too. Ew.
And then they, like, cocoon and, like, live in, like, this sack for, like, 6 months, and they burst out full fucking gorilla with butterfly wings.
Yeah, dude. They have, like, the long proboscis mouth. And they flap around and they fucking do my bidding.
Oh my god, that'd be fucking creepy, dude. What about mosquito alligators?
Mosquitoes?
Oh my god. Alligitos is what I would call
them. Alligitos. What the hell with an alligator mosquito? Are we doing the head of the alligator or are we doing mosquito?
It would look like an alligator.
Yeah.
But you take the tail off, okay? So it's just the alligator with no tail. So he has short feet and a big body with a snout. But the snout, instead of being like full of teeth, it has the fucking mosquito thing and he can suck your blood and he has wings.
Huh. That's pretty gross.
I need to fucking make a horror movie called Alligators and fucking put it together. It'd be like Giant Shark versus Mega Octopus. Like one of those fucking sort of fucking horror movies.
Oh, what could we mix with an octopus?
Oh god, what needs eight legs?
A cat. So we could have an
it's just a cat head on an octopus.
So we could have an octopus.
Oh, all right. Ba-dum-bum. Dude, it's just like a cat head with eight tentacles coming out from the bottom of it. This has turned out to be way more fun than I thought it would be when I was going into this.
Fish.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Let's go with another one. What animal should we start with? I want to start with an aardvark.
Like an anteater?
An anteater.
Both of them, things with a lot of long faces.
Yeah. And we'll mix it with Sarah Jessica Parker because she already looks like a horse. I went up to Sarah Jessica Parker and said, "Why the long face?"
You know, whatever happened to Sarah Jessica Parker?
She had too much sex in the city.
Is that a thing? Is that an ailment? A debilitating disease?
too much sex in the city.
I'm such a Miranda guy myself.
Are you? You know what's funny is when I was like, that show came out, oh my God, I'm going to date myself. I don't know how, I was young. And I had HBO, and like, have you ever remember the show Dream On?
I remember the name of it.
Well, that show had a lot of tits, and like I liked boobs as a kid because I'm a man and I like boobs. And so the show came out and had sex in the name. So like I used to watch it hoping that there would be tits, and there was never tits. There was never tits.
There was one episode where they showed every character's tits. There was one episode.
Sarah Jessica Horseneck never had her fucking tits out, bro.
Who wants to see those anyway?
Oh, I don't. That's like when it's like you said that China has a sex tape.
You haven't seen that?
I didn't watch it, dude. I don't want to watch X-Pac fuck anything.
Did she fuck X-Pac?
Yeah, it was fucking what's his face? Yeah.
X-PAC 123 kid. I've seen a China sex tape. She actually had a bunch of other sex tape. You know, God rest her soul.
Did she have one with Ray J?
No. She had one where she had painted herself green and she was the She-Hulk, though.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I am not fucking kidding.
She had to have been on cocaine then.
What do you figure?
Wait, she went from being like a mainstream celebrity wrestler to painting herself green and fucking dudes on film. That's a cocaine problem.
I don't know how you figure. I mean, I figure that's probably like
Are you trying to say it's a step up from being a WWF superstar?
I would much rather fuck girls on film than wrestle in the ring.
No. You would much rather, you're saying, that wasn't the question. The question was, would you rather paint yourself green and get fucked on camera or be a fucking WWF superstar?
Dude, I would paint myself whatever fucking color you want me to if I get to fuck all day for a living. That sounds like a great job.
Matt, you get to fuck, you get fucked. She wasn't fucking nobody. She wasn't pagan dudes. She was fucking getting rammed.
What is the difference, man? We got different parts. She's getting fucked. I would be getting fucked as well. Whatever. I'm not talking about taking it up the butt, but women like dicks. So she's fucking dicks. I like vaginas. I'd be fucking vaginas. We're both getting paid for sexual release. I would love to get paid. If I could get paid to jack off, I'd be a fucking millionaire.
God, you could take all the times in life that's happened and get like $20 for it. Holy shit.
Exactly. I don't know. I think it's the job of a lifetime. That's probably my dream job. The only thing that would get me to quit the podcast is if I could be a porn star. Well,
first we'd have to get paid to do the podcast. I mean, we make lots of money. We definitely make all the money.
Don't make Patreon. Jobs. Help out the show.
Yes. Sign up for audibletrial.com/crazytownpodcast so I can pay for the next year to do this thing.
Go to Lil Trail's Kickstarter and he'll come.
Go to Journey Autos and see Lil Trail for a 2002 Oldsmobile Alaro. And while you're at it, ride a Hita or an Elosquito all the way there. Oh shit! This is fucking cluster fucked all the way, dude. We are so far from where we started.
I know.
At this point, let's just take a break. We'll come back. We'll regroup our thoughts, and we'll get back to stuff on the Crazy Town podcast with TNT Dynamite and Jonas. And we are back on the Crazy Town podcast. This is Jonas, and I'm here with TNT Dynamite. What's up, TNT Dynamite?
Hi, Jonas. That's me, TNT Dynamite.
Oh, welcome to the show again, my friend.
I'm here.
Nice.
I'm here.
So, Dynamite, earlier in the show, you mentioned that the reason you wouldn't want to live in Africa is because you like McDonald's too much. So, have you ever played McDonald's Monopoly?
Like the game where you buy the food and you get the little pieces and they get in your car and then you clean them out because you never win.
Yes. That game. Do you ever do that?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So, you know, I think everyone's played it at least one time, even if like when they were a kid, like even if people you like ate McDonald's as a kid and then now they don't eat McDonald's. But what I had forgot about, do you remember this? In 2003, there was a giant McDonald's Monopoly scandal.
That makes sense, honestly. Somebody made fake pieces, I'm assuming.
No.
Oh,
hey, don't ruin the fucking story for the listeners. Holy shit.
What was I right?
No, that's not what happened. But fuck, man, don't go guessing on shit. This is all about surprise. Dynamite ruined it for you guys. I'm trying to protect you.
Nobody else was thinking
our
anyway.
Journalistic integrity at stake here, my friend. So this happened in Jacksonville, Florida. Go figure. Everything fucked up happens in Florida. So this scam ended up 47 people deep involved in the scandal. There was four guys who ran it. One from was from Miami, one South Carolina, one Vegas, and one Georgia. What they did was they recruited people. Like one of the guys worked for McDonald's, and he would take all the winning pieces, and he would recruit people to pretend to be the winners and give them the winning piece, and then they would split the profits or whatever.
Oh, wow.
So it says they got a ton of prizes. One of them was one of the $1 million prizes for getting Boardwalk and Park Place. And then there was also like luxury sports cars and other stuff. So, I mean, how fucked up is that, man? Like, you always say like, hey, I'm never going to get the piece. Well, fuck no, you're not, because the guy who has the piece is giving it to his friends. I mean, like, what the fuck, dude? That's like Martha Stewart insider trading.
How did they get the pieces, though?
I don't know. I guess he was the guy. He like took him off the production line. I don't really know how the fuck. It didn't say like how he did it. They just said what he did. But I guess the reason I want to talk about this was because I'm sure a ton of people forgot about this because they still do Monopoly. Two, what they got for doing this is bullshit. Like, it talked about what, okay, so the main guy, the guy who like the fucking, the Don Corleone of the fucking McDonald's scandal.
Don Corleone.
This guy got 2 years in prison.
Oh, really?
Maybe it was probation. No, it was prison, I think. And they said he had to pay $786,500 in restitution.
Wow.
Okay, so that sounds awful, right? I mean, you have to pay almost a little more than three quarters of $1 million in restitution. His restitution, he was ordered to pay $50 a month.
So he'll never pay
right.
it off.
So I broke that down for all you guys who were wondering how long. It's 15,730 months or 1,311 years.
Oh, cool. He'll only be 1,345 when that's done?
So basically, he had to spend 2 years in jail, which, yeah, that fucking sucks, because you're going to get gang raped, and you're going to have fucking big burly dudes fucking putting their hand in your butt and all sorts of crazy shit. Like, that part, that part sucks.
We talked about gang rape, man.
Right, so, but $50 a month? $50 a month. Dude, you pay $50 a month for a fucking gym membership.
I mean, essentially, he's paying $50 a month for the rest of his life. That's what they were trying to put across.
Yeah, but it's fucking $50, dude. Like, you could work 3 hours a week and fucking pay $50 a month.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't get what the fuck the point of that is. So then the other guys, the other one's got, I don't know, like, that guy got off really light because the other guy had to pay $440,000 at $500 a month.
Holy shit.
Yeah, right? And then the other guy had $473,000 at $150 a month, and they were on house arrest and 3 years probation.
Wow.
If you were the guy who had to pay $500 a month, wouldn't you be fucking pissed that the other guy only had to pay $50?
Yeah, man, he must have had a better lawyer.
God, man, he had all that fucking $1 million left over from his fucking steal.
Or maybe he was only taking the winning tickets that had, like, free medium fries or, like, a free parfait.
He's like, I have 400 free medium french fries in my dashboard of my car right now.
He's like, all right.
He'd, like, go up to the club and be like, hey, girl, you want some free medium fries? I got you. He'd, like, throw them out. He'd go to the strip club and make it rain, medium fries and tacos.
Stuffing fucking free fish sandwiches and just fucking.
I like how you pick fish sandwiches to go in the stripper's G-string. So, and then there was one more guy. He had 3 years of probation, $1,500 fine, and $40,000 in restitution. I don't get. Sometimes the crime don't fit the time, or the time don't fit the crime. Because we talked about this. There was the guy who robbed two video stores, and he ended up getting out of jail. But he had like 98 years in jail. Then there was the guy who fucking stole the TV remote and got 22 years in jail. Mm-hmm. And then there's this guy who defrauds millions of people playing a McDonald's game. People who gave McDonald's literally probably millions of dollars to get these winning pieces that didn't exist. And he pays $50 a month and gets fucked in the ass for 2 years.
But he did have the largest fine. And did he have the longest jail sentence as well?
He was the only one that went to jail. So, I mean, he had prison rape.
So in your idea, like, as soon as you go through jail, like, you just pull down your pants and spread your cheeks and
the big biker gang comes up and is just like, you look like you're fresh fish, and he's like, pull it down, boy. It's like just
intrinsic with going to prison. You're gonna get raped, so you might as well accept it.
I mean, the only way that I think you don't get raped, like, I mean, I don't know anything about prison. Don't get me wrong, I've never been to prison. But, you know, if you go in and you just act crazy as fuck, I don't think anybody's gonna fuck with you.
That's what I hear. Or if you're quiet, I hear that they leave you alone.
Well, if you're quiet, I mean, they may pick on you, but what you have to do is, like, if they pick on you, you just go the fuck off. Not on them, like, not physically, like, altered, but go the fuck off and start spewing the most crazy shit you've ever said in your life, and everyone will be like, oh, you don't fuck with Jonas over there in the corner. Last time fucking T-Bone went over there and fucked with him, he fucking went off and fucking talked about fucking raping unicorns and fucking sticking horns in places. And
he took a shit in his hand and rubbed it in his hair.
Right, right. And nobody wants to fuck the guy with shit in his hair, right? You know what I mean? Like, fuck. Yeah, dude. Anyways. I mean, that was really it about that story. I just thought it was fucked up because I totally forgot. I did remember it once I read it. But for all you youngins out there who listen to the podcast, you millennials like TNT Dynamite.
Yeah. Millennials unite.
Yeah, you may not. I mean, if you were born in 2003, you'd be fucking 14 now. So you may be listening to the podcast. I don't know. I guess we'll see. Oh my God. People born in 2003 are 14 now. Oh my God.
You're old.
Oh, fuck you, Millennial Jackson.
It's all right, man.
All right. Let me ask you a question. I'm gonna move on to the next story here. Yeah. Have you all ever? Right. Let me see. I want for it. Do you ever think fucking with cops is a good idea?
Only if you have the money to get away with it.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I think that fucking with cops is a bad idea.
I mean, with my tax bracket, it ain't a good idea, buddy.
So I have a good story here about a man who tried to fuck with the cops, and then I'll tell you what happened. This is an older story. I don't know what, 2014. Uh-huh. There was a comic. His name is Randy Liedtke. It was Liedtke.
They can never have an easy name, Jonas.
I know,
you
right?
Ever notice that?
Why can't just be fucking Gus Johnson? Fucking something like that. You know, a lot of cities have those hands-free rules where you can't talk on your phone while you drive. They give you tickets. You have to either have a Bluetooth or like built into your car or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this guy, let me first of all, here's a public service announcement from the Crazy Town Podcast. Do not prank cops because they will fucking get you, man. You may think you get the fucking upper hand, but they will get you. They can find shit and they will get you. Do not fuck with cops. Their job is hard enough. I know a lot of people hate cops, but do not fuck with them, man. Just don't. Do not. That's it. That's the public service announcement for the Crazy Town Podcast.
You mean that shit, huh?
So this guy, he decided, you know, this fucking hands-free rule, it's for the fucking birds, bro.
Yeah, it is.
So here's what he decided to do. He thought it would be a good idea to bake cookies the size and shape of iPhones.
Oh, I remember this.
He decided that he would even ice them to look like iPhones.
Yeah.
So he would fucking, he would make the cops think that he was on his phone when he wasn't. Sounds like a fucking awesome idea, right?
I mean.
So he decides he was live tweeting this as well. He decides to be a good idea. He tweeted, I'm going to drive around with my iPhone cookie today and see what happens. Dude, you know something bad's going to happen. Like, how do you think something bad ain't going to happen?
Give a cop a cookie, man. Right. He'll forgive you.
If I would know in my heart that if I was driving around pretending to be on my phone and a cop pulled me over and I had a cookie, he would fucking shoot me. Like,
why would he shoot you?
He would. Okay, I'm being a little facetious.
Whoa, man. I think you would have a case if you got shot over a cookie.
You'd be dead. He'd be like, he was resisting.
Oh, my God. I don't think it's that fucking wild of the West.
I'm joking. I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking around. Anyways, so this guy says he's going to drive around with his iPhone cookie and see what happens. So then the next thing that happens is he posted that he said, I just saw a police car going the other way. I'm going to turn around and see if I can catch up and drive by it. Hashtag iPhone cookie. So, you know, that was good.
So he was out there actually searching for cops.
Right. He wanted someone to pull him over with a fucking phone cookie, dude. So then the next post he posts, getting pulled over. Stay tuned.
What an asshole.
Oh, right. Oh, it's good. So then he tweets, took a bite out of the cookie. He was so confused and angry. Told me to hang tight. He's back in his police car now. So what do you think happened next?
He probably still wasn't hands free, you piece of shit.
Oh no. He went quiet for quite a while, 10, 12 hours.
Yeah, so he got fucking locked up.
Yeah, for what?
Wasting the fucking police officer's time?
Nope. Motherfucker had unpaid parking tickets. He had a bench warrant.
God.
So this fucking asshole could have not had anything happen to him, but he went around driving around being a fucking dick with unpaid parking tickets. So the fucking cop was like, can you imagine? Imagine how that fucking cop felt when he went back to the radio and called in fucking Randy Liedtke, and they went, Randy Liedtke has a bench warrant for unpaid parking tickets. He got a boner. You know he did. he was like, that prick who just bit that phone cookie in front of me has a warrant? Hallelujah!
I do remember that story, though, man. But I thought that he went to jail just for being an asshole.
Oh, no. Yeah, said he spent 10 hours in jail. Good. And then he went on to tweet how much of an idiot he was later, which he fucking was an idiot.
Good.
Dumbass. What a fucking douche.
Moral of the story, don't be a prick.
Don't be a prick. Don't fuck with cops, man. Their job's hard enough without you eating fucking phone cookies in front of them, man.
That's
come on.
True. If you want to bake the cops a cookie, some cookies, bake them some cookies.
Right. Don't put pot in them, though, man. You don't need to get the cops fucked up.
Only you would take it there.
Why would I take it there? You trying to say something about me?
I'm not saying anything about anybody.
I think you're judging me.
I'm not judging you.
All right, everyone. That is all the time we have for today on episode 17. Next week is the season finale. We have a surprise for you. We have a little sneak peek of a game that's coming to the next season of the Crazy Town podcast. You'll have to tune in next week to find out what it is and what it's called. So I do want to thank TNT Dynamite for joining me once again. Thank you so much, my friend. Can you tell everybody where they can find you on the interwebs so they can check your stuff out?
Yeah, TNT Dynamite. I'm on YouTube/TNT Dynamite. I'm on Twitter, Twitter/TNT Dynamite, all one word. Thanks for having me, Jonas.
What's your jingle?
Oh, do I have to do it again? All right. TNT Dynamite.
Yeah. TNT Dynamite. Oh. We should get
I'm waiting for Disney to sue me.
Disney? Why would they do that? That's all original.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
No one has ever done anything like that ever before. Definitely not a mouse.
All original.
Anyways, if you aren't following us on Twitter, you should be, or your grandma will not take you up to lunch tomorrow. It is at at the Crazy Town Pod.
Don't fuck up.
Yeah, don't fuck up. Grandma will be pissed. TheCrazyTown.com is our website. Please, on iTunes, review us, subscribe. It helps us out tremendously. Tell me what you hate about the show. Email me, crazytownpodcast@gmail.com, soundcloud.com/thecrazytownpodcast. Hit me up. I want to hear from you. For TNT Dynamite and for Jonas, we are out.